Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host Peter, joined this week by the returning Tom. How are you, Tom?
I'm good, Peter. How are you?
Not too bad. And nearly ever present, Donny. How are you, Donny?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Right. Okay, we'll quickly do all the housekeeping first before we get into the game week. First of all, I'll go to the top three in the league. There is no change. Number one is still Melvin. Number two is now Kevo Fish. That means number three has dropped down Suhut Motwani. Hope I pronounced that right. And that's your top three in the league. Anybody who's participating in the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast Cup, the results in the first round were online. I will put up the updated brackets later after this podcast, but heads up, so Donnie's left, me and Tom's felt the first tumble. So that's our cup season over. So we will go to the league, the Mega League and our scoring rank. So you can go first, Donnie.
Yeah, I had a pretty good score this week, 67 points, which took me up 65 ranks. But when you're down as low as I am, that's not difficult. So starting at the back, Roots and Goals for 7, Fish for 1, Captain Tav 16, Devlin 6, Kuhn for 3, my boy Sean Kelly for 10, Cantwell 2, O'Reilly 3, Miowski 2, Vice Captain Desser's got me 12, Kyogo 5, so total 67. So my global score is 2213. And I'm 286 overall. So upwards, green arrow at this time of the season. Can't really complain about that.
Nope. Just to caveat that, that was the highest score of the cup this week. I noticed it was yours, Donnie.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll go next because I had the lowest score in the cup this week. So it didn't matter who they played, I'd been knocked out anyway. So I had 42 points this week. I have dropped to 69th. And the scores are as follows. Once it loads up here, Butland goals for 3, Obita 2, Captain Tav 16. FT minus 1, because I went in on Ross County, didn't work out. McGrath 5, Armstrong 3, Cantwell 2, Riley 3, Shanklin 2, Vice Captain Furuhashi 5, Laflandre was my transfer in, didn't work out, 2, nothing on the bench, so 42 points, and as I said, dropped rank to 69. Over to you, Tom.
Yep, I'm currently sitting at 54th. Game week points for this week were 60. I had Rusin goals for 7, had Obita for 2, Captain Tab for 16, Taylor for 2, Lim Bekisa for 7. In midfield, I had Armstrong for 3, Cantwell for 2, O'Reilly for 3, Malida for 4, Vice Captain Desser's 12, and Simon Murray got me 2.
Okay, I gather for that. It was a Desser's Vice Captain this week paid off for most people. Right, so the scores were as follows. St Johnstone 1, Hibs 3, Livingston 2, Ross County 0, Aberdeen 1, Motherwell 0, Kilmarnock 0, Hearts 0, St Mirren 1, Rangers 2, and Dundee 1, Celtic 2. So over to you, Tom.
Okay, so first fixture then, the 0-0, which was Killian Hearts. All of Hearts' 4 shots on target actually came from George Grant, who's also on penalties. Obviously, Hearts' fixtures aren't ideal considering in the top half. They've got Celtic, Dundee, St Mirren and Rangers. But both Celtic and Rangers are conceding just now, so perhaps not a bad shout, a midfielder punt. Given that they drew with Killy, though, they are all but guaranteed third spot. So may have to So they may have lost a little bit of motivation there. Perhaps the same could be said for Kilmarnock as well. The fourth spot is reasonably secure. They're 8 points ahead of St Mirren. They do have Rangers next, then a head-to-head with St Mirren, so I suppose we'll probably have a better idea after that fixture. But then again, there's only two to go after that, so not a lot to be gleaned at this point in the season. And as Melvin said on the last pod, you need to do a bit of a hokey-cokey with the Kilmarnock players. But I mean, I'm happy to hold probably Armstrong for now and do the bench trick. Out with that, I did have Marley Watkins last week. I've cooled a little on him, actually got rid of him. But if you own any other Kilmarnock players, then you can either just bench them or perhaps consider starting to move them out. What's your thoughts on this fixture, Donny? I'll come to you first.
Yeah, not too much to add to that. I guess it's two teams that are probably content with where they are. They don't seem like either of them are going to be caught, so they'd both be happy. So whether that makes them competitive or not is your only concern. They both still have Rangers and Celtic, so 50% of the remaining fixtures will be either against Rangers or Celtics again. That could be a concern. What else? Armstrong. There is a question about Armstrong, so I won't go too much into that. I mentioned last week about Shankland, you know, whether he'd be up for this final run-in, whether the Euros would be tempting. He didn't score, so for me, that worked out quite well. I guess if you've got him, you probably are going to hold on to him. If you don't have him, I probably wouldn't go chasing. The only area of concern for me is I don't have any Hearts defence. That could be something to look at. They did beat Celtic already this season, but going to Parkhead is a different kettle of fish, so I might wait an extra game week for that. But as I say, both teams, they've probably done enough. Not really a lot there to tempt you. With the amount of transfers that we've got left, you need to be pretty decisive. You can't really just take in punts on teams like this with nothing to play for. So, yeah, nil-nil. I don't think Ed Armstrong, I don't even know. I think he was left on my bench after all the points came out. But nah, there's nothing really more to talk about a nil-nil game like this.
Yep. You, Peter, have you got anything to add to that one?
Pretty much covered. Plus the fact that Dory mentioned they both play Celtic Rangers twice. That's put me right off. I'd rather have Chase upside. Aberdeen or Hibs playing bottom six teams. So I'm looking at my team set up here in front of me, and I don't see any glaring obvious errors in it. So I think the only thing I might be doing this week is possibly, but I'll talk about it later, obviously, going from Shankland to Miosky. I know that could come back and bite me, but I just think I might chase a wee bit different now going to the end. I think Shatton did look a bit unfit. You called it last week, Donny, about him. Was he up for it? And I don't think he's been up for it recently. I don't know if he's carrying a knock or something like that, but he doesn't look.
Yeah.
Watch this come back and bite me when he scores two at Celtic. But you know what I mean? He just doesn't look the player he was at the start of the season. So I think I could be easing off him. Maybe going somewhere different. I wouldn't be chasing after these players. They're both playing, you said. They're both playing the two hardest teams in the league twice. I know they've been difficult opponents for the teams, but I think you'd be lucky to get points with the players. I'd be going elsewhere, and I wouldn't be chased. Maybe not selling if you've got them, but I wouldn't be actively looking to bring them in right now.
Yep. On to our next fixture then. We have Aberdeen 1, Motherwell 0. For Aberdeen, it was Gartenman that scored with an assist from Hoylett. Also worth noting, Motherwell had Vale sent off. I think it was around about the 59th minute. Hoylett was actually top on shots and did miss a big chance as well. He made 7 key passes, which is quite a large number. Actually, don't think I've seen as many as that. So perhaps a differential option there. Aberdeen's fixtures are quite nice. They've got St Johnstone, Hibs, Livingston and County. Over to Motherwell, they're at home to Livingston next and then face County, Hibs and St Johnstone. So two teams with good fixtures. The only downside is Bear, and he's not really in form. Spittle's also been quiet. They're probably the only two Motherwell players I could consider. The defence is probably an avoid for me. I can't remember the last time they kept a clean sheet. But I think there's probably better options elsewhere. I think maybe Motherwell's kind of accepted that they're bottom half, and that's really about it. But I'll come to you first this time, Peter. What do you reckon on this one?
Motherwell first. I don't want to touch too much on Spittle. situation, we've got a question or two questions, actually, so I'll just leave my
All
role.
right.
But I do agree with you. I think they feel like they're safe, home and hosed, and the foot's off the pedal a wee bit. With Aberdeen, I feel they've improved the performances. This cup semi-final game, and then this week, as if I look something to prove that the manager waiting the wings coming in. I've kept McGrath holding through this, and he's ticked along quite nicely. Another 5 points this week, actually, the most I got back from my fielder. So he's in the rest of the season. I think St Johnstone look in that kind of doomed category, don't touch them. So it could be quite easily offer any Aberdeen asset, any position. You've kept Roos and Devlin in the last couple of weeks, so you've done well with this, haven't you? Well, Roos
Yeah.
definitely, he's done well with that. So Miovski at the end, McGrath is ones I'd offer, but I would stay away from Motherwell. I know we've got a good fixture, I've got a question on it later, but as Tom will get to shortly, Livingston has a wee bit of fight back as well, so it's probably an avoid at this point of the season for me from Motherwell, and I would be happy to go with three Aberdeen assets to the end of the season.
Do I need anything to add to that one?
Yeah, ditto. I'm in the double Aberdeen defence, so it's no coincidence that since I took in Kyle Roos, they've had three clean sheets in a row, so Aberdeen fans, you're welcome. Outside of probably Hibs, that was probably Aberdeen's toughest game. And the fact that they're home to St Johnstone and home to Livingston in the next 3 weeks, I think, bodes well for them. I guess their season is over, but Miovski is probably the most valuable asset in the team. He'll potentially be looking for a move, so whether he's fired up or not, if you put him head to head with Shankland, then that's where my money goes, is on Miovski. I think he just fixture wise gives you more appeal. But yeah, the Aberdeen double defence has worked out well, so I'm not going to go changing that. I don't have any Motherwell. Whether I go, it's 50-50. Sometimes you're just changing for the sake of changing and you're not really improving your team. But a good win for Aberdeen. They're on a good run, albeit I don't think it's the greatest football from what the fans are saying. But a win's a win.
Yep. Next one then, we've got Livingston 2, Ross County 0. It was Bruce Anderson that scored the first one, and then Sean Kelly scored the second, which was a penalty. Simon Murray, 0 shots in this game. Typical, it's the week I brought him back in. But Brophy and Sims had a couple of chances, but failed to score. Not really much else to say for Ross County. I think probably Simon Murray's probably the player I would consider just now at Livingston. They've had a decent game here. Said previously, perhaps now that their fate's sealed, that they're just going to play with a bit more freedom. Perhaps they're doing that. However, one good game doesn't make us immediately want to kind of get back on Livingston assets. So let's see how they get on against a Motherwell who are perhaps starting to get on the beach, and maybe take it from there. But I won't be rushing back for the time being. Donny, I'll come to you first this time. What's your thoughts on Livingston and County?
Yeah, so I mean, it was a good result for Livingston. They're all but relegated. So to see that they're still fighting the team is promising. I think, though, if you look at the fixtures, that was probably their easiest game. They're going to have Hibs, Motherwell, and Aberdeen, and that's going to be a lot harder. So to make up that gap, I can't really see it happening. I did luck out on the Sean Kelly front. I was just looking for funds to get to Miovski. And when you're that far down in the player list, Sean Kelly's the only name that sticks out. He had a couple of returns in the last couple of weeks, two, three, 4 points. So went for it and noticed he got the penalty, and I was absolutely buzzing. So that's probably my main differential of the week. I wouldn't go hunting them down. I don't think you get those returns every week. As I say, they've got tough fixtures, but if you are looking to free up funds, he's a good way of getting there. Ross County, probably disappointed, but they have been scoring of late, so that's probably the one benefit they've got over St Johnstone. The all tough fixtures down at that end of the table, so it will be tricky. If you're on Murray, I would probably come off him. It depends how many other holes you've got in your team, but yeah, I don't really know what else. I see Anderson's going to be away at the end of the season. He'd be a good pickup for teams down at the bottom of that league, or Motherwell or something like that. Probably do well for them. But no, good result for Livy. 10 points from Kelly. I wasn't going to complain with that, so happy enough.
Peter.
Not much to add. I mean, if you're lucky enough to Kelly, well done. Don't know if to bring him in. A bit of nostalgia there worked out for him. But Ross Craig, that's probably the fact they could have got himself out of the situation. Now they're dragged in it. So I'll not be, I'll be using them as bench trick for the ones I've got left. And there's no point. I think they did look really poor in that game. Obviously, they wouldn't be going there either. Donny missed the fixture I've got left. I might just been a week and a purple patch there just near the end of the season. But I think it's going to be very difficult to get yourself out of it. So two teams I wouldn't be chasing after. If you've got them, just bench trick them and hope for the best. And you might put one at the heart of Donny this week with the penalty taker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Up next then we have St Johnstone 1, Hibs 3. For St Johnstone it was Mbunga Kimpioka that scored with an assist from Robinson. For Hibs it was Marcondes that got the opener. Paul Hanlon got the second, and then Venti got the third with an assist from Josh Campbell. Malida has been a popular choice. He did hit the woodwork in this game. He has been pushed out to the flank in favour of Venti down the middle. Marcondes, the midfielder, has had a couple of goals recently now, so he could be a good option again. Even Josh Campbell's back in on the action. Maybe a cheap option there as well to see out the end of the season. I won't embarrass you lads with Boyle's numbers, but let's just say he's not on the watch list just now.
No, we talked about him last week. We're cleansed of the Boyle train, so one for next season maybe.
For St Johnstone, they did manage to wipe out Hibs' clean sheet in the 89th minute, which was a bit annoying, but they're still in a void for me. No consistency there at all. So, Peter, I'll come to you first this time. What's your thoughts on this game?
As expected, we mentioned it last week, me, Donny Melbourne, you see Hibs and Aberdeen playing the lesser teams. They do look better now. They're not, so they're playing. I expect them when each other win most of their games now and finish the season quite strongly. So if you've got Hibs assets, I would hold them. Obviously, I went for the wrong one. The one I could only afford was Lafondre because he was starting. Didn't really do much. So, again, he would now bench for a foreseeable future. Hope something happens with there. St Johnstone, again, we mentioned it's a hell of a void. You can't even, I mean, every time you mention a player who returns every week, Tom, you go through this list, it seems like a different player mentioned. There's another in the same player twice. So, it's like I wouldn't go there. They look really poor. I mean, Hibs were very unlucky not to get a clean sheet close to it, but then that's just kind of Hibs been Hibs at the back. So I think I mentioned Boyle last week. He's done. The only thing I can say about Boyle is I hope he gets a price drop next year and then we'll be back in again. Hope he's a cheap asset when he's fully fit. But apart from that, nah, the names you mentioned, nice, maybe a punt depending on the fixtures. Ross County away this week, maybe tougher than we expect. Ross County's in that relegation battle, but I wouldn't be chasing after St Johnstone. Hibs got him. Keep them, got him. I'll be chasing after this week. Maybe go in next week.
Mm-hmm. Donny, your thoughts?
Yeah, exactly the same. Hibs and Aberdeen are probably two teams that are trustworthy in that bottom six, if there is such a thing. Fish went off in the first half with an injury. I've got him, and I think there's quite a few folk have him in the team, so I don't know how that's going to work out. You will get team news. So if he is injured, maybe just staying with Hibs is a good way of going. But yeah, every week we say about St Johnstone, leave them, target them. That's not going to change. And for Hibs, double, triple, just there's plenty of options there. I did feel for you a wee bit, Peter. I know we're not near each other in the league, but you take a punt like that, it can go either way, and it's obviously went the wrong way for you. So every time I seen a goal coming through, I was wondering if you got lucky, but not to be.
No, I did check myself. I was sitting going, see, one, he's got to be involved in one of these, at least an assist or something, but he or nothing.
Yeah.
Yep. Our next fixture then, we have St Mirren 1 and Rangers 2. For St Mirren, it was Mandron that scored with an assist from O'Hara. For Rangers, it was a Bolton own goal, followed by Desser's goal with an assist by Tavernier. Mandron continues decent form. He's probably the only St Mirren I'd consider just now. He did have three shots on target, which is decent when you're playing against Rangers. Obviously, trickier fixtures being in the top half. For Rangers, I probably feel the only players you really need are Tav and Dessers. They're not keeping clean sheets just now. Midfielders either blank or sort of spread the returns around, and then obviously Seema's out again. I might actually consider getting rid of Cantwell for Hoylett this coming game week, or perhaps another midfielder that we might talk about soon. But that's just my thoughts on the matter. Peter, what do you reckon on this fixture?
Me curveball got to me first, Rangers game. Just for Sunday, this was not. I watched both these games back to back, and I thought it was really too perform. You couldn't have told me if I didn't know these two teams at one were going for the title, because that was back to back. I was laughing at Rangers game, and then during Celtic game started and realised it's just the exact same poor. Yeah. I think me and Donnie mentioned last week with four or five players we could have nailed out now, but I think you can shorten that list again. Cantwell's not doing it as much as Tom said. Dessers and Tav probably. I think Donnie will probably look to next. Dessers probably in to play up top the rest of the season, so
yeah,
he's the one. I've got buttons, so I kind of do the hokey pokey get out of him, so I'm just going to have to tick along with him. He's got a nice fixture this week, hopefully it's a clean sheet. There's nowhere else to go, and St Mirren were unlucky. I think Butland was the cool cover, because I got a save point from Butland, so I'm surprised at that.
Yeah,
and Mandron is that good a season that he's actually been linked away already with a couple of teams for Holland, I believe, and maybe Poland, so he's going to get his move. But looks into the season again, there's not much chasing. I've got hard fixtures. I'm assuming most people get two or three Rangers assets, and we've already mentioned them, so there's not much more to add on that side either.
Yep. Donnie?
No, exactly the same. 3 points and up the roads, and certainly wasn't glamorous at all. I did mention a few weeks ago about double Rangers defence being vulnerable, and a lot of folk have got Butland, and that it's almost impossible to get out of that now. You're too invested in them everywhere else that you're not really going to change your goalkeeper for what is essentially just going to give you the same points return. So that's a difficult one. Tav Dessers is exactly what I've got written down. I've got Cantwell. I'm not going to change him out, because again, you're going to get much the same. And I guess Cantwell playing in a better team should, you know, you should get a return sooner rather than later. For St Mirren, they do have a two-game run before they then play Hearts and Celtic, so you could take a punt on somebody like Tanzer, who I think was about $2.5 million last.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Time Elite or Mandron if you're after a differential, but you then know that they've got Hearts and Celtic those last two games. So, yeah, not pretty football. A win's a win. Take it and, you know, see what See what's next. We've got next Kilmarnock. Yeah. We'll look forward to that next week.
Our final fixture then, we have Dundee 1, Celtic 2. For Dundee, it was Portales that scored with an assist from Silla. For Celtic, it was Forrest with the brace and an assist from Kyogo. Hitati also managed to hit the woodwork in this game. With Maeda being out and Yang being awful, it's Forrest that's now in the starting 11. So we'll need to see how soon Maeda will be returning. Perhaps maybe we can consider Forrest if it's going to be a while yet, and probably will free up some funds to kind of shift around your team as well. Could be a nice differential towards the end of the season. Obviously, Kyogo assist. I don't really feel like I'm missing out on him, not owning him. It's obviously been dangerous in the past, but as you guys mentioned, you wouldn't believe that these guys were going for a title. So probably just going to keep an eye on Kyogo for the time being. If I do ship out Cantwell, then I will have some funds. So perhaps could use that money to upgrade Malida or Murray going forward. But something to consider. They do have Hearts and then Rangers next, so probably the two tougher fixtures in the top half. So something to perhaps look at for the final two games and the run-in. Donny, what's your thoughts on this game?
Well, it was 2-0. That's probably what I'd expected. And then, of course, Dundee scored and made it interesting. But they saw the game out, which they should. So I guess they'll be happy enough with that. I've actually got Portales in my team, so I had 7 points on the bench that I potentially missed out on. But against Celtic, you're not going to start a defender. We talked last week about 3 Celtic midfielders, and I have actually seen teams with 3 in it: O'Reilly, Hitati, and Kuhn. And of course, it was Forrest, somebody totally off the radar that got the points. That would be a huge differential. You've got to imagine he's going to start the Hearts game. Although, yeah, you'll see team news, so certainly worth a punt. Certainly no better or worse than what's already out there. Kyogo, if you've got him, hold him. That was just one of those games where he didn't feature but still got a return. Who are you going to go to if you don't? Shankland, I've talked about him. Miowski, I guess, if you don't have him, and you could go there. But for me, I've got him. I'll hold him. I think against teams like Hearts, Rangers, they will give you more room and space to run into, that probably more scoring opportunities. For Dundee, if you've still got a Dundee hangover for those double games, cancel games, you've probably got one more chance to use that against Sipnerin, and then they play Hearts, Rangers. So you probably want to get rid of anything there. Celtic, they've now got 3 home fixtures out of 4, so you'd expect them with that type of run-in to make it over the line. Well, certainly what I feel is going to happen. If you're looking to move rank, you're going to have to be rogue with your captaincy or vice-captaincy, otherwise you're just going to sort of tread water. This time last season I was 13th and I ended up 6th. I still have a triple captain, so it's a tricky one if you're trying to make a few places, because a lot of the teams are the same. You're going to have to take a risk, go big or go home. I'm already home, so I don't have to worry about it. but yeah, they've got to be happy with the result. If they win from here on in, then that's enough that they need to do. So I can't get too excited like I was a few weeks ago. It's in their hands, so time will tell.
And Peter?
Another poor performance. Dundee were looked up. I mean, Dundee, they played the same way they did play against Rangers a couple of weeks back, so they were up for it, going for it, obviously, Europe. They're a well-organised team. The manager has been nominated for Manager of the Year. There's a reason for that. When they come up to the Championship, he's built a decent squad. They're doing well. I'm interested to see how they do it next year. Setting album syndrome, see how it works. The Celtic situation, I know James Forrest is what I'm thinking about all weekend. But then, you're going to see team news. So what I would warn manager off is, if Maeda's on that bench, then that's a red flag, because he's also close enough. And if he's on the bench and it gets game time, he will play against Rangers, I'd imagine, because that's this his kind of pressing game.
Yeah.
So Forrest would be a 1 week punt. If Maeda's not on the bench, then I would say, if you want to be differential, go for it, because I think you're going to get 2 starts out of him. Just bear in mind, it's 2 starts against the 2 hardest teams in the league, and he's not completing 90 minutes. So it's going to be a case of, he had a great game the weekend there, he had 2 good goals. I still thought he was quite poor apart from that. It was like, what, it was that kind of performance. So, again, I know Donny said three home games for Celtic there, but again, defensive's not a place to go because they're not keeping clean sheets. Hatate Mega don't look fit for my idea, so it's kind of bringing O'Reilly deeper because he's got to cover a lot of their unfit plays, I would call it. Kyogo's not going to service up front. Cooney looks good for 10 minutes. He drifts out the game. The left-hand side of Forest. The only thing I would keep eye on here would be maybe a Maeda differential at the end of the season. But again, you're just taking punts where there's players out there like Majowski and Shankland and stuff like you go instead. Not much to add. I know it's a Donny said the Rangers game, 3 points up the road. That's exactly what I felt. Just felt 3 points and we want the next game and we'll see how it goes. I think it's going to be a lot in early games.
Yeah.
I know we said a few weeks ago, Donny, three for each team and go for it. But I thought they were going to kind of go hell for leather, but it's not the way it's looking. It's looking they're going to be kind of just grafting through these games just to get the results. So I don't expect crazy runs of high scoring games. I don't expect these players to be hauling a lot. So it's changed the way I think of this, the way it's going to, the season's going to end. As for Dundee, you say they've got maybe one more game before they play the harder teams. And I would be, if I was Dundee, I'd be shifting onto the Hearts I'd be shifting onto Aberdeen Hibs players at this point from Dundee to play these other teams. That's the only way I could put it forward.
Yep. Just to round off then, we've got the top 10 for the game week. Obviously coming in at number one, James Forrest with 16, and he's a midfielder. Gartenman, 13, defender at Aberdeen. Marcondes, 11, Hibs midfielder. Hoylett, 10 points, Aberdeen midfielder. Sean Kelly, we know it. Livingston with 10. Shamal George, Livy goalkeeper, also got 10, as did Will Dennis, the Kilmarnock goalkeeper. Mandron, 10 points for St Mirren. Jamie Brandon, I don't know name there. He's a Livingston defender. And then Tav coming at 10th with 8 points, obviously a defender, which gives us two goalkeepers, which might be for the first time this season. Three defenders, four mids and one forward. So anything standing out to you guys there, Peter?
No, the usual mixture of a couple of decent names that most people have, and then the five or six randos that nobody's going to have in their team unless they've just took a crazy punt this week.
Yep. Donny?
No, apart from Sean Kelly, it's if you get it, well done. If not, you're probably as much the same boat as everyone else. So this time of the season, everything's pretty much the same. So
okay.
Yep.
No Donny Dive this week, Donny, is there? Because we've fixed it all.
No, we're mentioning the same names week in, week out. There's nothing that's standing out. Otherwise, I would give you something. But no, we'll just see how the running goes. If there is anything, I'll let you all know.
Yeah. The only thing I think we've all kind of alluded to so far is interesting teams that I've noticed in the first game is just Hibs and Aberdeen. The rest is, I don't see. If we mentioned, there's not great fixture runs everybody seems to be having. They didn't get let Hearts playing three before the consulting.
Yeah.
It's all mixed up, so there's not much there. A lot of the stuff down the bottom, as we alluded to, teams fighting for it, but they're still getting beat, and there's teams like Ross County could get themselves away from it, but then they get beat, so there's not much we can add to last week's podcast. So I'll just go on to the questions. So first up is from FPL Liga. Hi guys, two questions for me. First of all, is Armstrong still a must-have, Donny?
Probably not. I think Tom said he would keep him, but I'm in the other camp. I think with the two fixtures against Rangers and Celtic, and okay, they have done well against Rangers and Celtic this season, but Rangers and Celtic need the results more than a Kilmarnock team. So for me, no. It's about where do you go, because a lot of the players in that position are very much of the same value, same points return. But for me, he's got good value that you could probably buy any other non-Old Firm midfielder. So I'd be looking to get rid of him for a Marcondes or a Spittle or Hoylett even that you mentioned. Not a lot of people talk about him. They're probably all on McGrath. So I'd be looking to do something like that. But I think he's had a great season. But I wouldn't have any hesitation selling him at this point just because of the fixtures.
Yep, I agree with you, Donny. I'm just going to bench him. He's on my bench around my bus team pretty much, so that's how I think this week. He's not a must-have, and he's not been returning as much recently. He's playing harder teams now. I know when he does return, it's a bonus point magnet, so I'm always wary of that, but I wouldn't be telling people you need to go chasing after him at this point of the season. Tom Armstrong?
He's definitely not a must-have, no. I think he you can keep a hold of him if you want. I feel like you guys are kind of talking me out of it. He might be for the chop for me now, having done the pod. So, definitely not a must-have.
Well, Will says, see if Kamara do score against Rangers or score against Celtic. He's normally, I would say, he'd be the one you think he's involved. I always think he's great when I see him. But when I don't watch him, he doesn't return. So I don't know, maybe that's Sunday watch. Maybe I'll watch a game and for the week and see what, Saturday, see what happens. Shankland, the next question for Liger, sorry. Shankland, do we keep, are there better options beyond Dessers, Blair, Murray? Is Shank to bear a good one this week, or do we keep the faith? Tom, you mentioned Blair being off form, so I'll come to you first for this one. Would you go Shanks to bear, or would you stick with Shanks?
I wouldn't go Shanks to bear, no. I still think there's merit in getting Simon Murray, I think. his form's been excellent. If you look at Kevil Fish, we shout out there. I think he's the highest scoring striker in recent game weeks. I think maybe the last five or six game weeks. So I think there's a decent player there, and they've still got something to play for. They're nowhere near the beach at this point. Miovski obviously got a point to prove, as did Aberdeen as a whole, to try and finish the season on a high. So perhaps an option there. I don't think I'd be going for Bear. I think they're probably one of the teams that are perhaps, you know, on the beach or kind of edging close to that kind of status. So not Bear.
Same question to you, Donny.
It's a tricky one, because you can talk yourself in and out of it, depending on which way you look. So you could go for Malouda at Hibs, but they scored 3 goals at the weekend and he didn't feature in any of them. So there's risk involved there. So maybe it was best keeping them and putting them on the bench. They do have decent fixtures. They're not a bad, bad team. You're going to get much the same. If you go Murray, you could score, you could not. So if you don't have to make a change and you can maybe go somewhere else, then maybe just leave it. Use your bench trick and go that way. You want to have at least two of the big ones. So Shankland, Dessers, or Kyogo, and Miovski. You want to have at least two of those, I would say, and then bench the other one. A lot of teams will have 3 of those and don't have to worry. So that would be my thought process.
Right. I just checked his team out to see who he had. He has got Shankland and Dessers. So that's the two he's got.
So. Yeah, so just bench him. If you don't need to make that change, then just bench it.
It's either that or the option we mentioned, Miovski, as the names. I don't...
Yeah.
Bear would be a cheap alternative, but I think, as you mentioned, the 4 big ones, they're the ones that return more regularly and more consistent. That's what I'd be going for. Right, next up is from Kevin Wood. As Tom just gave him a wee shout out there now. So, this is his Stato question. Here it comes. Blair Spittle in game weeks 27 to 30 made 21 key passes and 4 shots on target. From game week 31 to 34, has only made 4 key passes and 1 shot on target. Is it time to sell, or do you keep because of the easier fixtures? Donny.
So it's a bit like the Bear situation. You've got to look around and see what your alternatives are, whether they're better, worse, or much the same. So at that price bracket, you're looking at your Armstrongs, McGowans, Kilty, McGrath. You know, anyone in the top 6, you're probably going to want to avoid because they've got the tougher fixtures. And then it's just the bottom 6, are they better or worse? So I don't look too much at stats. I just look at the games. You know, Spittle is going to be in the top 10, I imagine, players of the season. There for a reason. He's pretty consistent. He'll get you the turns. If he's had a quiet period, then, you know, there's no reason to get up for that. It's actually talked about getting rid of Armstrong. That probably would be one of the moves that I make, is go to Spittle. So when I saw his question come up, it did actually make me think if I was doing the right thing. But I just base it on the fixtures that are coming. It's bottom 6. He is a good player. So, you know, there probably is value in having him. So I would just stick with him if you've got him.
Tom, thoughts?
We're kind of getting to the tail end of the season here, where most people's ranks are starting to remain stagnant. And as you mentioned, we're kind of talking about the same names week in, week out. So if you're looking at your team, you're probably looking at who can I afford to get rid of to try and bring in a differential. And I think probably the Motherwell players are the ones that you probably want to be starting to move on, and then start to think what your differentials could be, because you're probably not wanting to get rid of any Celtic or Rangers, even as Doyle mentioned, like Cantwell, obviously not doing very well recently, but they're probably going to have something to play for right up until the end of the season. And you imagine them doing well in a decent team. So it is tricky to kind of clear players out to get your differentials in. But I think Motherwell's probably the ones I would be targeting to move on.
Okay. If I had them, I would probably just keep him, I think, with easy fixtures. Again, I wouldn't be chasing after them. But then Donny mentioned the Armstrong situation. They're both similar kind of talisman players for the team. One's got harder fixtures than other, so that's the way I would be swaying if that could be. But I wouldn't go against it if you'd done either way, by the way, because they both could and just bench trick 1 week and flip-flop. I don't. But at this point of the season, they're just, we mentioned it's that they're all kind of safe now. They are home, so they're just going to just ease through these fixtures. They don't really have, like, I don't know if Kate Wall's got his job to fight about, as I think his manager does, and I think Aberdeen are trying to improve, trying to impress their new manager. I don't know if it's the same situation with Motherwell, so just want to watch. I'm interested to see how that pans out at the end of the season. Armstrong versus Spittle, that's one we should maybe keep an eye on that's going forward, but easier fixtures. I'm not plus with it, to be honest. I think I would have had one, I would just I'd look elsewhere and just keep what I've got. That's a lot. Only two questions, Donny. Am I right? I'm not getting along. I know we had a kind of kid-on question by.
Melvin had a question. You know, obviously, I slid in because he's got me in the cup, but I think that was more out of nerves than anything because I outscored on this game week. So he'd be looking over his shoulder. Our teams are very much the same, actually. So it will come down to probably Miowski v Shankland, but. He's got a bit of mending to do in his team. He talked last week about having two bench trick players. He's got Fish, who's injured. So you don't have the squad depth there, Melvin. You could be in trouble.
Right, okay. I like it. A bit of batter on the cup. Next up, then, we'll go through our fixtures and then we'll do our captains, our vice-captains. So this game week, you'll have five games you'll see. So it is Ross County versus Hibs, Motherwell versus Livingston, Aberdeen versus St Johnson, Dundee versus St Mirren, Celtic vs Hearts are all 3 o'clock kickoffs on the Saturday, so the only teams you won't see is Rangers vs Kilmarnock on the Sunday. So upon hearing those fixtures, Tom, what is your captain, vice-captain and transfer plans?
Probably stick with Captain Tavernier. Even when Rangers aren't doing well, he still comes in with the hauls. Yep. Vice-captain, that's where there's. I'll probably just stick with vice captain Dessers this week. There's no one I'm really, really keen on vice captain. Transfer wise, I've got two transfers, but I don't really know what I want to do with them. I mentioned getting rid of Cantwell, but perhaps Spittle might be the better option to get rid of. Or perhaps Armstrong. Get rid of a midfielder for Hoylett. It's probably going to be one of them. And I might just bank the other. Free transfers and then use it next week. Maybe try and do a bit of a hokey-cokey. Since Celtic Rangers are playing each other.
Okay, Donny. Captain, vice-captain transfer plans?
I think you have to captain Tav till the end of the season. I don't see that changing. Vice-captain, you would probably want to go Miowski, but also, Dessers is there. I probably will stick it on Dessers come the weekend. Transfer-wise, because you're going to see all the team news outside of Rangers, I just make sure everyone's playing. If they all are playing, then Armstrong is probably my weakest link. If Fish is injured, then that's a change I make because I've got a Dundee defender as my only other option because I've got my bench trick at the back. So I'll just have to wait for the team news, but it won't be anything exciting. And it'll probably be Captain Tav, Vice Captain Dessers.
Right, and I'll be Captain Tav, Vice Captain Kyo. I'll come off once before the season ends. because I keep on that. Again, Miowski's another good option. That probably my transfer in for Shankland, I think, if I could be swayed. Only if I see all my players starting again, obviously, and then that would be it. If none of the players start, I'll fix that hole instead. And that is us. So, do you want to get your plugs in before we head off, Donny?
I am at FFS underscore Donny.
Tom?
I'm at FFS underscore Scout.
And I'm at Fantasy Half. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week with another podcast. So, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.